Scott, fantastic win. What's your thoughts on it then?
It comes off the back of the battle in the Sheffield game, and comes off probably Hull KI being a little bit low on confidence and probably lost that winning feeling a little bit as well. The mix of them both, the performance from all 17 of our lads, and maybe Hull KI not being on it on the day as well, probably is the reason why the result is what it is. But it's deserved. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that Hull KI let us win that game. They didn't, and my lads gave everything they had. Coming off the pitch, they were gone. They had nothing left in the tank. But obviously, the euphoria of beating a Super League team in their own back garden is you don't feel tired anymore when the final whistle goes. You feel like you could play again.
Now people will say this is a surprise, a shock. Did you ever feel coming to the ground that a shock was on the cards?
We always have a game plan. Does it go to plan? Very rarely. We always have our own thoughts, and we always look at our own lads and look at the team we're playing against. And the game today was, we were spoke about taking stages. You can't win a game in the first 20 minutes, but you can lose one. And for us, get over the first 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, I think we were 12-6 up, whatever, 14-6 up, whatever. I'd have took that. And then we spoke about getting to half time. At half time we were 24-6 up, or 22, or something like that. I was trying to get things sorted. I got them in the school. But you've got to take it in stages, because that the Super League team are always going to have a spell. They're always going to, whether it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes. And you've got to be able to handle that spell. And we knew that they'd come out second half, and it'd be tough. And we spoke again about getting to that 15-minute bracket and not letting them get too many points on the board. If we got our chances, maybe trying to take points and just let the game tick over. So we always had a plan. Today it went to plan, which is nice. That doesn't happen a lot, I'll be honest with you. But it's great, isn't it? It's a fantastic day.
Fantastic result. What does it mean for all of them?
Well, hopefully it means everything. Hopefully it's the thing again that kicks us on again. Hopefully the fans, more fans start coming watching us, more people start talking about us. It's great exposure for us. We're a club trying to get back to where we was, and these are them days that help us, we've got to make the most of it, and we've got to enjoy it. They don't come round often enough. For a club like Oldham, it's been a struggle for a long time, and maybe now more of those days are coming back, which is great, isn't it?
So, next round draw, Who do you want? I mean, this is a question everybody will be asking.
Do we go for the win, or do we go for the financial aspect? I mean, let's be honest, it's all about, for us, it's all about, the Challenge Cup is all about us trying to get as much money as we possibly can. I'd love to win the next round and then the round after that. Yeah, the fight, don't get me wrong, I don't like losing games, but let's be realistic. The money will help us massively, and that's what we're desperate for. And that will then kick us on for next season and this season after, and then maybe we can start talking about trying to win things. But right now we're a club that needs a few quid, and the next round will give us that few quid, hopefully.
Well, best of luck. Thanks very much,
Thank
Scott.
Thank you very much, too.